Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
A very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bunbury Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. We're going to catch up a yarn there with Sister Helen Anu, First Peoples curator at the Australian National Maritime Museum, and talk about the beautiful artwork of Alec Tipodi. And he's got an exhibition happening down there. And got Helen on the line. Very good morning, my sister. How are you?
Thank you, Trevor. Good morning, and thanks for having me on the show.
Too deadly, my sister. And before we go any further, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Sure. So I'm a Diyam woman. So my heritage on my mother's side comes from Saibai Island. I'm from the Tibuwai, Samoalgad clan, which is the Kasawari clan, and also Sui, which is the black-winged stilt. And although I grew up on the Cape and in my stepfather's island of Mabiyag.
Okay, beautiful. So very beautiful footprint that way up there and far north and the Torres Straits. And you're way down south there. Hello. That's a long dinghy ride there, sister. Shut up. Yeah, true. Look, thank you for coming to the program. Look, a very important exhibition for Alec Tipodi, who's a fantastic artist, a Badu Island man. Let's talk about his exhibition and when it starts, and give us the title and the meaning before about his work, sister.
Absolutely, and obviously, well, the North Queensland listeners will hopefully be familiar with that name, Alec Tipodi, and his work. If you've been around to any of the kayaks or any of the venues around up north there, but he's also very much a renowned international artist. He's got works in international collections around the globe. But what we've done at the Australian National Maritime Museum, it's the very first time that the institution, which is a national institution of our freshwater and saltwater stories, if you like. People think it's all boats and ships, but for us First Nations mob, it's our connection to water.
Exactly.
So for the very first time, we've done our first solo exhibit by a Zenup Kes artist, or Zenup Kes being the Torres Strait. And as you mentioned, it's by Alec Tipodi, and it's called Mariu Mineral. Mariu Mineral, in the artist language of Kalalagoya, translates to mean spiritual patterns. And Mariu Mineral, it presents his work, as you mentioned, from Badu Island he is, a Maligal man, and he's a renowned visual and performing artist, if people aren't aware. He's also a linguist and very much a regional advocate, so his stories, you know, respond to his community, the environment, and a lot of what his work predominantly in this exhibition, Mariu Mineral, stems from how he translates and interprets images of his spiritual ancestors and totems. And through his work, he shares, you know, and he really educates us all about our ancient knowledges from Zenup Kes, particularly from his island of Badu, and you know, offering a bit of a guide for us to peek into his community and all the practices that he's learnt from his forefathers. And if I can quote him, he says, "My art is about telling and illustrating the stories my father told me. The one thing I will never do is let my forefathers' words be lost."
How powerful is that?
Yeah, and so obviously then for him, his work is very much about creating a cultural legacy, as well as, you know, his passion for ocean awareness.
Yes. So as well as his art, how is Alec's voice relevant for today?
Oh, as long as we're surrounded by water, Trevor, it's always going to be relevant, I think.
Yes.
He's highly revered because of how sophisticated he is and his ability to spread concerns and messages through his art. So as I mentioned before, his purpose of educating about, you know, ocean conservation, environmental issues, which is all very, very relevant today, as we know what's going around in the Pacific and in the Torres Strait right now with issues with the environment. So extremely relevant. But he also makes a very strong point about our connectedness to our homelands, our culture, which always will be relevant.
Of course, Fantastic. And we have the exhibition. The dates for that, please.
Well, it's actually already open, so it's free for the public when you're visiting Sydney, and I know the borders are up, so
yes.
If you do make a visit, it's opened late November, and it'll be up for 12 months, so okay. Plenty of time to pop down and visit Mario Mineral.
Fantastic, beautiful. And look, the work that you're doing there is fantastic. It's about, it's a vehicle. I see the museum as a vehicle with First Nation people at the table and presenting exhibitions as such. Very powerful, educating people of the world, keeping our stories strong, and a powerful tool. Yes, sister?
Absolutely. And more importantly too, Rulla, the exhibition was very heavily done with consultation with Alec. He's been involved throughout the process. It's very, very heavily, it carries his language. As I mentioned, he's a linguist. So right throughout the process, he's been involved. And that's just part of our practice through the Indigenous programs at the Maritime Museum. And it's very much a stamp on his identity, who he is, what his community is about, and what his visions are for the future, and leaving that legacy behind for all the children who will one day become elders, leaders,
exactly.
And future ancestors.
And our stories will continue thereafter.
Yeah, absolutely. And I tell you what, his works aren't just one-dimensional. He's got massive 3D sculptures, dugongs, sharks, and then the very delicate and intricate lino prints. They're like 3 metres long.
Yes.
So it really is dynamic in the space when you come and visit.
Fantastic. And his spiritual ancestors are operating within him. So it's fantastic. My sister, thank you for sharing. All the best to your mob there and the team. And we'll talk soon, Helen.
Thank you very much, Trevor. And, have a great day.
Okay, yawo.
Yawo.
To Delhi, beautiful yarn there. Helen Anu, our First Peoples curator at the Australian National Maritime Museum. And we're talking about the spiritual patterns, Mara Mineral, by the art of Alec Tipoti. And look, very fantastic, Delhi artist, Badu Man. Did a lot of work here in Cairns, represented here at the CIAF, Cairns Digital Art Fair, for many years. And look, so got the exhibition happening there. It's open now, 26 November, right through 31 January 22. So look, plenty of time for you. Might be a whole 12 months there, so you should be able to weed through the so-called pandemic and get down there and check out all his work there. But look, fantastic. Have you say Yana Strong, add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. The deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Yana with the ball here. I'm Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live here, like I said, the First Nation radio station here in Cairns. BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM across the nation, thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service.
Papillon.
Beautiful track there, Jeffrey Yunupingu. Fantastic. Wurupinu here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416. Call the number Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim Trendy, Trev Murray from the Curry. Taking it right through to 12 noon Queensland time. We're based at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns, BBM Bumba Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. So have your say, Yarn Up Strong, your mob too deadly. All right, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Mark Ross, or known as Monk. Or Manamuk, and he's a Sydney-based hip-hop performer and music producer. He's known as the grandfather of Indigenous hip-hop and also National Indigenous Music Awards Hall of Fame inductee. On the line, Brother Mark, very good morning. How are you?
Hi, how you going there, brother? It's an absolute honour and a privilege to be on your show. I'm a huge fan.
Too deadly, my brother. Thank you very much for coming to the program. First of all, cuss, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Yeah, I'm from down there, Jadwajali country, down there in the Grampian Mountains, down there in Western Victoria. Jadwajali, Wajabalak. And, that's my mob down there in down in the beautiful mountains.
Beautiful mountains, yeah, brother. Deadly footprint down that way. Look, thank you for coming to the program. First of all, congratulations, National Indigenous Music Awards Hall of Fame, Duck D.
Thank you. No, that's all good. I think what an honour and a privilege that is.
Yeah, too deadly, brother, too deadly. And look, you're known as the grandfather of Indigenous hip-hop, so tell us where it all began for you and why hip-hop, my brother?
I started in about 1982. Started doing the breakdancing stuff in 1982 and was starting to do professional breakdancing by 1984.
Yes.
Which is kind of... Well, I just was into the athletic side of it.
Well, that's back in the day. You would have been up for a challenge against Shawnee Chulba. He can break it down.
Yeah, I've danced with Sean many a time.
Too deadly, brother.
Yeah, so down in Redfern, we had a Black Connection, one of the first breaking crews in Sydney and Australia.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's a good history, and black fellows have always been the front of hip-hop culture in the way of graffiti artists and MCs and producers and DJs as well. So I think we resonate with hip-hop culture because it's very similar to our, kind of mirrors our culture.
Yes.
In the way that, especially with the storytelling.
Exactly, brother.
Through song and also the dance and also with the oldest graffiti artists on the planet.
Well, exactly. And if you look at rap and hip-hop, it stems from America with the African-American brothers and sisters over there. But like you said, we instill in our fight, similar to their fight, in regarding recognition, acknowledgement, and using music as the tool, yep?
Yeah. That's why I think blackfellas have always resonated since the 80s towards hip-hop music.
Fantastic. And so stage name Monk, and what is it, Manamuk?
Mungamuk. Yeah,
Mungamuk.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a bit of a play on my middle name, Monk, which is my real middle name, but also the
Monk Ross.
So Mungamuk is swapping my middle name and my first name around.
And so, being a recognised and inductee of Hall of Fame, National Indigenous Music Awards, how'd that come about? And were you shocked and excited? And tell us your feeling there, please, brother.
Yeah, I've been overseas producing Asian pop music for the last 10 years.
Mm.
Which then I got the call when I was over there in Bangkok. And I was like, wow. I'm thinking... That's amazing. Okay, that's unbelievable.
You're thinking, how deadly am I?
Oh, no, I'm more of like in awe of, because, you know what I mean? I'm always very respectful. You know, as our mob, we're very respectful. And
yes.
I think I was more of like, oh, well, hitting their mob up and saying, oh, well, you know, I mean, Roger Knox isn't in there yet, and neither is Vic Sims and all these mobs, so you guys need to put them fellas in.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, well, look, so humble you are, my brother, and you make some good points there, but their time will come, but your time is here, which is fantastic. And so you're still doing music then, Mark, are you?
Yeah, still pumping it out, and been doing that for a long, long time now. Which
but not
is,
so much spinning on your back no more, eh?
Yeah, I'm still there.
Oh, true, shaking and breaking it down.
Still down there.
Chucking a windmill.
Spinning around and, yeah. Got to stay in there. I'm on my way to 60, but I'm getting there.
No, too deadly, brother. Look, what comes to mind is the old Beach Street movies, you know, and breakdance, and when we talk about Rocksteady Crew and all those guys. I mean, well, that's around your area, isn't it?
Yeah, and funny thing is, when I was a kid back then in that era, I never thought that all them fellas would be my mates.
Oh, truly, and they are now.
Done shows with them, and we've travelled around the world and done stuff together, which is crazy to think about.
Hey, you, the Rocksteady Crew? Yeah, there it is,
yeah,
Mark.
Yeah.
That's too deadly, brother. And so you're still writing raps as such, brother?
Yeah, I'm in the middle of an album at the moment with my Southwest Syndicate crew. That we've been going for many, many years, but haven't really ever released their album. So we're lucky to that we are. Yeah, there's about 15 of us.
Deadly. And what's the lyrics consist of, brother?
We always try to keep it. Well, this album, I'll let you in on it because it's not that far away that we'll be releasing it.
All right, okay.
Basically, a history of this country going from before colonisation all the way up to where we are now today.
All right, fantastic. And, so watch this space.
A whole story. So these days, not many people listen to albums.
Yeah.
This one is like a 12-chapter story.
Oh, deadly. Well, we can help them listen. We want a copy here at Bummer Bipper, brother, here in Cairns. You make sure you give us a copy or we'll badmouth you on Facebook, cuss.
No, we got the thing, and I'm up there working a lot with Mal Power as well.
Oh, good, yes.
Up there in Cairns now.
TSI rapper, and, too deadly.
Yeah. Yeah, someone that's been working with me for a good 15 years now.
Good.
Which, and that's probably my thing. My thing is more I'm not worried about becoming some famous star or whatever, but if I can push people in the right direction, and give people the platform and all that sort of stuff so they can get,
Good.
People listening to them.
Yeah.
That's what I'm all about, bro.
And when you look at it, I'm a strong believer, brother, in empowering our young ones. And, you know, when we look at First Nation people, this country, you know, hip-hop, culture, rap, that's not our culture. But if it's going to help our brothers and sisters rise or be the best that they can be, then, yeah, so be it. And use it, you know.
Yeah, it's carrying on our storytelling tradition that we've been doing for 100,000 plus years.
Yeah, brother. Beautiful. Well, it was fantastic talking with you, Mark. Thank you for sharing. Congratulations, National Indigenous Music Awards Hall of Fame inductee. You're too deadly, Monk. And brother, keep doing what you're doing. And, love to see you up in Cairns, brother.
I can't wait to get up there sooner than later. I'm hoping that we can get up there next year.
Yeah, sounds good, my brother. Well, you take care, brother.
We'll
all the best, eh?
We'll come in and give you some grief, bro.
I hear that. Too deadly, Monk. You take care, brother.
No worries. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, brother.
A beautiful yarn. That's Mark Monk Ross, and he's the National Indigenous Music Awards Hall of Fame inductee, a rapper and a music producer, and known as the grandfather of Indigenous hip hop. So, look, fantastic. And he uses hip hop rap as a vehicle to promote his people and his language, and look, fantastic. And he's been doing it for a while. He's heading on to 60, you reckon, but he's still breaking it down in more ways than one. Have your say, yarn up strong, add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Calling from afar. I can hear them telling me that say, don't lose your way. Remember who you are, where you come from, where you've been, where you're going, what you've seen. There is no in between. We've got to build our
Mob, this is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now at 1-800-422-416.
Too Deadly, National Talk Black. That number again is 1-800-422-416. If you're on the shy side, you can text a brother, 045-714-0550. And all your keyboard warriors, check out our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. And yarning with yours truly, the baldy one, Trevor Tim Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumper Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. So give the Murray a call, let's have a yarn. yarn. Speaking of yarn, going to have a yarn. There are three beautiful ladies here come to join me here in the studio. We've got Auntie Maureen Mossman, we've got Auntie Jane Harris, and also Auntie Lynn Ireland. And they are from a Bupa Wurrum Kindergarten Preschool here in Cairns. And look, they've been running for many years, the kindergarten. And these beautiful ladies, well, Auntie Maureen, she retired about 4 odd years ago and did about 30 odd years. Auntie Jane just retired, she did about 30 years. And then we also talked to Auntie Lynn Ireland, who's the director, the boss down there, and she's been there for over 30 years as well. So we'll start with, well, good morning to all you beautiful ladies. How are you girls?
Great, thank you.
Great.
Well, yeah. Thanks.
Yeah, good, thank you. So we'll start with you, Auntie Jane. Who are you, mob, where are you from?
Well, my mob are from up the islands.
Yes.
That's Somerset.
Who that? In the Torres Straits?
In the Torres Straits.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
My totem, I'm sorry, I've forgotten. My totem is turtle.
Turtle, okay.
And Torres Strait pigeon.
And Torres Strait pigeon. All right, beautiful. Lovely.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And confirming, you just recently retired from the kindergarten, fantastic, Bupa Wurrum. How long were you working there for?
35 years.
Yeah. Looking all after our beautiful black pickaninnies.
Last Friday was the last day.
Last Friday.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll come back to you. Now, Auntie Maureen Mossman, who are you, mob, where are you from?
Hi, everybody. I'm originally from the Burdekin, but my family was the Stalin generation, my mother and my grandparents. And so we lived in the Burdekin for that time being, but been out in the world and got married, and now Cairns is my home.
Cairns is your home. And you retired 4 years ago from Bupa Wurrum. How long were you there?
I was there for 31 years.
31 years.
Yes.
So if you want to apply for a job at Bupa Wurrum, we're looking at 30 years minimum for employment. Otherwise, don't even apply.
Don't even think about it. Yes.
Look, we'll get back to you. And also bring Auntie Lynn Ireland to the table, who's the director, the CEO there, the boss there. Auntie Lynn, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. Just moved the microphone a little bit closer to you.
Oh, okay.
Fantastic. I got an accent there. So you're a sister from America, USA.
I am. I moved here from Florida.
Florida.
1985.
I hooked up with an Aussie man, eh?
Yes.
Fell in love. So you've been at Bupa Wurrum for how long then?
I started in 1986, so the year after Maureen and Jane.
Okay. So like I said, 30 years. So you're it. You took on these beautiful ladies and claimed them for 30 years.
Yes, and
to work alongside you.
Yeah, well, I learned so much. I mean, this was my introduction to Australia, really, working at Bupa Wurrum.
Yes. Well, give us a bit of history about Bupa Wurrum and how long they've been running for and how it all started with you.
So the kindergarten opened in September 1978, was the first group of children. But I think that they actually started planning and organizing and trying to raise money in 1975.
Sure. And it was a kindergarten for First Nation families, wasn't it?
It was. That was the idea from the very beginning, because they, the group of mostly women, some men, were concerned that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Island children weren't getting access to early childhood education in Cairns. So they wanted to start a kindergarten that was for those children and families.
So were you there at the beginning, were you?
No. This, I've just read the history and heard history from the founding committee members.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you got a background as a kindergarten teacher?
Yes, that's what I did in Florida before I came. And so then when I moved here, I was looking for a job and I saw an ad and I applied and went in and was interviewed and hired to work on the mobile kindergarten.
Okay.
Because
mobile.
There was a mobile unit that Maureen worked on.
Yes. And 34 years later.
I know.
Thank you.
I never left. I know.
Just looking for some casual work 34 years later.
I know.
Running the show.
Who would think? But, you know, Bupa Wurrum really sort of became my family because my family are all far away.
Good. Yeah. Oh, beautiful. That's fantastic. So it was meant to be.
I think so, yes.
Thank you. So talk to you only Maureen, so in regard to your retirement, 4 years since we retired, and sorry again, 34 years working there?
31 years. Exact.
Thank you.
I started back in 85 as well as Jane. You know, Jane and I applied for the same position. Oh. That's where I actually first met Jane.
Okay.
And then... but apparently I got the job.
Okay.
And that was in July 85. And
the relationship is good, girls?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
It is now.
Oh, that facial expression just then.
But, no, we're good mates.
Yeah, beautiful.
We've been friends all these years.
Yeah.
And she's been like a little sister to me, of course. And
beautiful. I like that too.
You like that? Run with that, Auntie Jane.
I always say little sisters. But, yeah, and then Jane started in October. Of 85, and then...
You're good with dates, girls.
Yes. Yeah, well, that's what we have to be. Memories, yeah. And then Lynn started in 86.
Oh, okay, so you were there before Lynn. Then Lynn came on board, mobile.
Yeah.
Then she outranked you later on and became the boss there.
She was... When she started. When she arrived... We all heard that she had a master's in education.
Oh.
And we at that time thought, wow, that was amazing.
Yeah.
You know, she had this high-fly position.
Yeah, and you put her up on a pedestal.
Yeah, and we had to look up to her as such. So, but she became my teacher on the mobile all those years ago. And,
fantastic.
I loved being with her.
Yeah, well, so if you look at it in regards to the position she holds as a master, respecting her for that, but also, Lynn, you come to the table respecting First Nation ladies working with First Nation kids. So it's a beautiful bridge builder, you could say, yeah?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And yourself, Jade, so you just retired last Friday.
Yes.
So, 34 years?
Why?
35 years. Mm. Like I said, you need to commit to 30 years. You want to work at a boop a worm, otherwise forget it, you know. So tell us about your journey, 30-odd years, 35 years working there, and where from here?
Well, I don't know. You know, I always tell people say to me, well, what's the plan?
Yeah.
And I say, well, the plan is there's no plan.
Thank you. Yep, yep.
I haven't decided what I'm going to do. Yeah.
Just enjoy that journey.
Of course.
Where the path takes you.
Yeah. And as Lynn said, we're like a family, you know. And even though Maureen retired and I was still working this year.
Yes.
Maureen was invited to a lot of our things that we were doing, you know.
Even after retirement.
Even after retirement.
I was never left out of it.
Thank you. Yeah. That's right. And if they would have left you out of it, Anna, you would have went on Facebook and badmouthed them.
I would have come knocking on the door.
Thank you. Don't forget me. I did 30-odd years here. So then in actual fact, when we say retirement, ladies, looking at you both, and you're still going, Lynn, you're not looking at retirement yet?
Not yet. We're not allowed to retire all at the same time.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, yeah. Who's going to look after the kids?
Oh, my
Who's going to look after the kids?
You know, the committee and C&K organisation that we work with, they were absolutely marvellous.
Good.
I could not believe, where did 35 years go?
Yeah.
And... You know, all the presents started rolling in and all the plaques and the everything.
Acknowledgements.
You know, well, director,
the C&K. The CEO of C&K flew up from Brisbane to give a presentation to Jane.
Acknowledgements.
And to Maureen, too.
And to Maureen as well. And she left 4 years ago.
Yes.
But when I retired 4 years ago, CEO of the he came up to see me, so I had a man to come and visit me.
Well, well there you go. Had a man come visit you.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hook, line and sinker. No. Shut up.
No, but it was really wonderful and I was so surprised that all these people, this is last Thursday it happened, and I thought, oh my gosh.
This is all for me?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know.
Okay.
I didn't know that it was.
Who are these people?
You know,
trying to put these kids asleep. Who are these people?
When the top brass, as I'll call them, came up from Brisbane, they go upstairs to the office upstairs because we've got two people up there.
I've got meetings up there.
And I thought, oh, yeah, they're going to yarn. And then I'll just come down and say hello. And when I saw them coming through, that's exactly what I thought it was. You know, they just come to say hello and see how things are going. I didn't realise
it was all about you.
Yeah. I didn't realise it was a presentation.
You're special.
You know, oh, I felt special. I still feel very special,
lovely.
You know?
Yeah.
With and all the attention and, and you know, everyone saying things to me. And last Saturday, on Saturday night when we had our dinner.
Yes.
My retirement dinner.
Okay.
And I was giving a little talk there. You know, I started to tear up because it's like leaving your family.
Exactly. You know? Well, your work is like your second home. And the people you work with are your family, exactly, you know.
Oh, well,
and 30-odd years, hello.
My family connection. Called it my first home.
Is that, oh, sorry, don't go there. They're so sensitive to the immediate family, aren't they?
Because I was always, book aware of this and book aware of that, you know.
And that's what CNK has done for us over the years, made us feel at home. Otherwise, we would not have worked there.
Yeah, but, big shout out to CNK.
We had people come up from all over to visit us to make sure that we were, well, you know, looked after as and invited us to a lot of their conferences and such. So we never felt left out. Beautiful. Even being up in the far deep north, we were still considered to be part of the CNK family. So, I mean, you know, that's why I think we stuck it out as long as we did. And because I'm the oldest of the three, and I retired early, and so Jane has now 4 years later, younger than me, and Lynn is now going on to finish up her retirement.
Her journey. Yep, exactly. So, well, when you look at 30 years, and they say that when you're doing something you love and you're passionate about it, you won't work a day in your life. Well, that seems odd. Like, as you're saying, Auntie Jane, head down, butt up, and next minute, retirement, where'd all 30 years go? Mm. You must have had fun. Mm.
I did.
Yeah, enjoyed the job, yes.
You know, and I totally enjoyed working with children. You know, you get your challenges, but that's what it's about. It'd be boring if you didn't.
True.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah. And they're so cute, the things that they come out with. You know, they make you laugh.
Yeah, of course. Mm. But when we're talking 30 years, we're talking kiddies. Picking any small as nappies
four,
and what have you.
4 to 5 year olds.
But here we're talking now about children you're seeing now who married, got kids themselves.
Mm. Yeah, and they're bringing their generation to us.
They're bringing their generation to you.
Yeah.
Yes.
I say to us, even though I've retired, I still feel like
we'll
I'm employed.
Call it home.
That's beautiful. That's why, Auntie Maureen, thank you very much. You always drop in and give us here at Mama Bippy. I live down the road. You give us damper and fruit cake, and we just love you and who you are. And your last drop off with fruit cake, we were talking about your job, and you mentioned Auntie Jane retired, and I didn't realise, but 35 years you were at Buparima, I knew you were there, but I didn't know that long. Mm. And then you talk about Auntie Jane retiring, and then you talk about Lynn, who works there, and she's been. I said, this is a good story. Let's have a yarn.
Yeah, it is. It's a family story, you
it
know,
is.
Because. We've got together and we've looked after the children and their family is in the community as well, and we've gotten to know them over those 35 odd years as well, so we'll continue to
all
do
the little
that.
Dirty huggies and number 11 snotty nose, all them piccaninny.
that's the babies. We don't have little babies, you know, as such. They're 3 to 4 to 5.
Okay.
Say something.
They can be a handful anyway. They keep you on your toes. They're talking about keep fit and go on a CrossFit and sign up in a gym. No, just start work at Whoopawurra. That'll keep you going for 35 years.
Exactly.
But just going to work is never the same, you know, same day.
No,
there's
all
always
different.
Something
every
different.
Day is different.
And Lynn has this programs and projects that, you know, keeps us and them occupied. So we come out with a bit of knowledge too as well, even at our age.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So you must have built some beautiful relationship with families here in Cairns.
Of course. First Nation
people and all the children.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And bringing them back, to bring their children back.
Yeah.
And I love how they call us auntie instead of miss.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, everybody's auntie, aren't they?
Yeah.
Any uncles there, actually? Any uncles there? No uncles?
Oh, a bus driver.
Well, big shout out, uncle. What's his name?
Uncle Ed
Niall.
Watkin.
Oh, going back in the past.
Uncle Hollingsworth.
Uncle Ted?
Yeah.
Uncle Teddy Hollingsworth with us in spirit.
And Uncle,
Eddie Watkins, Ted
Uncle
Hollingsworth.
Eddie Watkins, yes.
And that one from Darwin.
You went to
Warren.
Warren, Uncle Warren?
Yeah.
Warren, yeah. He was
The kids loved him. Yeah. They really did. They loved all the drivers, you know.
And Uncle Ed used to say, "Let's go, Broncos." Remember when the Broncos
started? That'll get the kids fired up. Yeah. Yes, that's right, when the exactly. Look, a beautiful story, ladies. Thank you so very much for coming in. And Lillian, thank you. You've done so well.
Thank you.
And keeping beautiful ladies thank like this you. Employed, but for them doing their job and doing their job properly and professionally and with a smile on their dial. That's why you didn't keep them for 35 odd years.
I know. We've all learned so much together. Yeah. We have.
That's right.
It just never stops.
All right.
Like so. I say, we're like family, and you know when it comes to the crunch, family all bond together. Mm. That's the way it was at Pupa Wareham.
Yeah, beautiful.
You know? Yeah. Mm,
beautiful. So in actual fact, a new chapter for you beautiful ladies. Has been for 4 years, but in actual fact, you're still joined at the hip with Bupa Wareham.
Yep.
When there's a function going on or dinner going on, you're still going to be umbilical cord still connected there.
That's right.
Oh, beautiful. So you'll still be included in their celebrations and their parties.
Yeah,
is that right?
Absolutely.
Nice. They know where you live, Lynn.
I know, and I know where they live too.
We've got their phone numbers each.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you so very much. A beautiful story. All the best to you. Enjoy your retirement and drop in any time for cuppa, ladies.
Yes, oh, love sure.
to. To
all right.
Thank you, Annie Lynn.
Thank you so much, Trevor.
Beautiful yarn, lovely, beautiful conversation there with the beautiful ladies from Pupa Wareham. We're talking to Aunty Maureen Mossman, who retired 4 years ago after 30-odd years, and Aunty Jane Harris as well, who just retired last Thursday, and Aunty Lynn Ireland, a US girl, we claim her as a sister, been there since day dot, and she's the boss down that way, managing director down that way, so fantastic, good team effort, and still part of the Pupa Wareham family. So big shout out to all your mob out there who had your picking in his go through that fantastic organisation, and still got picnics going through there, their picnics and their pickings, that's what it's all about. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
I took a look in the mirror this morning, and standing there before me stood a fool. Once again, my drinking, it has shamed me. When I realized that hurt I put you through, oh, I wish I could shrivel up and die. As I ask myself, what have I done? I guess I'll have to go and apologize for once again being a clown and having fun. I don't mean to drink the loving out of you, though it seems that's all that I can do. I can see it in your eyes, you're about to say goodbye. Darling, I don't mean to drink the loving out of you. I promise I'll give up my wicked ways, attend your every wish and need. I know I've said it all once before, but this time I mean it, wait and see. As I sit back and watch our children play, I realize how far we have come. To think I nearly threw it all away when I nearly drank that loving out of you. Thank you.
you by my side. I thank you for the love you share and the patience you've applied. I haven't drank for 20 years. I've got you to thank with glee, because the love I have for you drove the drinking right out of me. I don't mean to drink the loving out of you, though it seems that's all that I can do. I can see it in your eyes, you're about to say goodbye. Darling, I don't mean to drink the loving out of you. Darling, I don't mean to drink the loving out of you, because the love I have for you, yes, the love I have for you, you know the love I have for you drove the drinking right out of me.
Two Daily, beautiful track there, Sea Turtle Hunting, and that's with Black Image here on your daily program, National Talk Black. It's come to time where Murray got a sign off your mob, but thank you very much for your company. Just had a beautiful yarn there with the beautiful ladies there from Bupawurrum, and that's Aunty Lynn and Aunty Maureen Mossman and Aunty Jane Harris. Aunty Jane wanted to apologise and let you mob know that all her mob is Murray Island Connection as well as Darnley Island. Her mind went blank as she asked me to put that out there, so I did, Auntie, so thank you so very, very much. And Murray going to sign off for your mob. Look, stay tuned to your First Nation radio station across the country, and BBM here, Murray going to sign off. Thank you very much for coming. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We are still in pandemic. Abide by the rules, you mob. Too deadly.